Most of you know of my recent medical journey, how 3.5 years ago, by pure chance, it was discovered that I had metastatic renal cancer stage 4. I was told at the time that the cancer probably was not curable and that I would be placed on palliative care. And thus began my adventure. On my visit to a very caring oncologist at Frater Hospital set me up with a medical trial for a brand new drug. And how after 1.5 years of treatment with this new drug, the tumor had been killed and the metastasis had disappeared. My case was referred to the surgical board, who decided that it would be advisable to operate and to remove my right kidney. That surgery was done with the aid of a robot, and it was a success. The funny thing is, it was done through 7 little holes in my abdomen. So as I stated before, you may now call me Holy Al. What I did not state was the other treatment that I received in conjunction with the medical. This treatment was you. If you remember, I was very open about my situation and I asked you to please pray for me. And pray you did. I was overwhelmed by the notes of support telling me of the prayers that you were offering for my recovery. And my friends, your prayers were a complete success. They were answered. They helped to bring a miracle. Because after all this time, I am considered to be on remission and cancer-free. After my last quarterly scan a couple of weeks ago, my doctor confirmed that I am cancer-free. So I then asked her if on that first visit, 3.5 years ago, she thought I would be standing before her alive and cancer-free. And she said she had been certain that I would not be alive at this time. So I now here give you my heartfelt thanks for invoking the hand of God for my situation. No one ever sat on the church's 5th pew. Even at Christmas and Easter, when seating was at a premium, no one ever sat in that 5th pew. Parishioners preferred to sit on one of the chairs in the gathering space rather than to sit in that 5th row. If a visitor accidentally sat on the 5th pew, an usher would gently guide them to another row. Every parishioner understood that they were not to sit on that particular seat. But no one knew why. It looked the same as every other one. It was clean and refinished at the same time as the others. There was nothing structurally wrong with it. And theories abounded. Legends sprang up. One teacher would tell her young class that the devil sat there and nobody wants to sit next to him, do you? Another teacher would tell her charges that this was Jesus' seat and you wouldn't want to take his seat. And there was another theory that a parishioner had died on that pew. But no one was really sure why nobody would sit there. One day, the pastor decided to get to the bottom of it. After days of searching through the parish records, he found an entry in a journal by one of the previous pastors 50 years before. And it said, "The parish does not have enough money to fix the leak in the roof. The custodian has covered the 5th pew with tar paper to protect it." A bucket was placed on the pew to catch the water. Sometimes we become so absorbed with the particulars of what we do that we forget why we do it. We focus our attention on the details of the rite, the tradition, that we lose sight of the meaning of the custom or right, which is designated to teachers. Like the Pharisees who are obsessed with the details of ritual washing, we sometimes disconnect going to church from being church. Like the ritual of baptism, the bread, the blood of Christ, communion. And like the church with that mysterious fifth pew, we revise history. We reflect where we would like to think we have come from and where we would go. And Christ calls us today to worship God with integrity in our hearts, to live the words of the prayers that have become rote, to embrace the true gospel traditions of compassion, mercy, and forgiveness. Today, Jesus will renew his commitment to us in this Holy Mass. And when he does, let us renew our commitment to him by telling him how strongly we desire to live as real Catholics, dependable, truthful, conscious followers of Christ, and not like the Pharisaical hypocrites.